We're back here previewing the high school girls basketball season. Joining us right now from the South Central Calhoun Titans is head coach Kurt Batta. And Kurt, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Jeff, it's always a privilege to have you guys follow us and talk about some of the things we have going on within our school districts. We greatly appreciate it.
Coach, you guys have done such a great job up there. The tradition with girls basketball is very strong. Always have good teams. Last year, another outstanding run. This year, going to be somewhat similar for you guys. What's the offseason been like? And what was kind of the focal point of that offseason?
Well, our offseason, I thought, went really well. We had a lot of kids doing a lot of different things, a lot of open gym stuff going on. Participated in Top 64 down there in Carroll League. We had probably record number of kids that participated. I mean, we had 11, 12 girls that took part in that. So that was a nice plus for us. You know, and girls continued to work even through the volleyball season, getting in the gym, doing some different things. So I think the girls know there is some tradition there. We do lose a couple key pieces in our senior class from last year with Sophie, Riley, and Kylie all graduating and moving on to the next adventures of their life. But we also have some key pieces that are coming up that we think that we can build around and we can be very successful with.
Where did you want to get better? Where was the focus for you with what you wanted the girls to work on for this offseason to be ready to go?
Well, the biggest portion of it was just base fundamentals. I think, you know, when you have a point guard like we've had the last 4 years with Kylie, you know, she allows us to take the ball out of a lot of different kids' hands, and she can dictate tempo and some of those different things. So one of the things we really wanted to stress to our kids was, you know, ball handling. Ball handling is a vital importance to what we want to do and how we want to dictate tempo of game. And I think we have some girls that really stepped up this summer and took on that challenge, and I think from a growth standpoint, I think they can push us in the right direction from a leadership standpoint.
Let's start with that backcourt then. Who's going to start filling those roles, and who are you going to be leaning on in the backcourt?
Well, we bring back Olivia Toms. Olivia's small in stature, but like I tell her, dynamite comes in small packages.
Yep.
Very explosive in terms of, you know, how she moves on the floor, those type of things. Her biggest challenge is being able to put the ball down in front of her and keeping the ball in that position. You know, sometimes she outruns the ball a little bit. She's got quick feet, that type of thing. But I think she can help us at the point guard position in terms of how we want to play and how we want to press tempo from the offensive end of the floor. Bree Patterson's another one. Really worked all summer long on ball skills, getting in the gym, becoming a well-rounded player, and really improved her basketball IQ. And another one that didn't handle the ball a lot last year, Brenda McAllister. You know, in the past, I thought she played a little kind of with less confidence than I thought she believed she had. And I think she's starting to turn that corner where she can be a very positive role player and team leader for us if she believes in what she can do on the basketball court.
Coach, any younger girls have an opportunity to step in and help in that backcourt, or will it be those veterans that you kind of just talked about being kind of the main girls?
We got a couple younger kids. You know, we're going to have two freshman girls, Macy Dorman and Blair Sleisman. They're going to probably play some minutes in the backcourt. Blair, very confident kid, so is Macy. They trust their abilities. They trust what they can do on the floor. I think from a growth and development standpoint, you know, I've said this 4 years ago, well, basically 5 years ago when Kylie and Riley were freshmen and they're thrown into that varsity mix. Biggest difference they're going to have to adjust to is game speed. You know, being a freshman, playing a senior or junior, it's a different world. So we just need to make sure that we stay positive in what we want to accomplish and how we want to achieve some of those different things with the kids that we have on the floor.
Always seems like teams in the Twin Lakes Conference have good post players. What's the front court look like for you guys this year? Who's fighting for those spots?
Yeah, Mia coming back. She played quite a bit of minutes for us last year. As the season progressed, I thought her basketball IQ and her overall demeanor got a lot better. She started attacking things and starting to understand the game. The game actually slowed down for her, which was probably the biggest key. I think some of that growth and development has rolled over through the summer and into some of our open gym stuff here as of recently, just watching her play. We're not going to be very big in terms of size-wise, you know, 5'10", maybe 5'11". We're going to have to be able to do some things fundamentally that we might have taken for granted in years past. So we just got to make sure that we're able to block out, find people, and play solid defense.
Will the game plan for you guys change offensively? You're going to be similar to what you were last year, or will we see you guys doing something different this season?
Well, we're going to try to do some of the same stuff. I mean, when you're trying to build a program and trying to and maintain it, the biggest key is consistency. If you're trying to go in and change everything from year to year, you lose kids. So a lot of things we want to do the same. I mean, will we tweak some things based off of what we have on the floor to allow us to be successful? Yes, we'll do some of those different things. But for the most part, you're going to see the same Titan basketball team that you've seen for the last couple of years.
Defensively, how good can this team be?
Realistically, I think we can be faster than what we were last year, if anybody can believe that. You know, we've got Anna Hopper, going to be a junior girl, hasn't played the last 2 years. She's devoted some time this summer into coming back out for basketball. Her and Olivia are as quick as hiccups as anybody that in our conference will have. So I think those two girls can really do some different things on the defensive end of the floor and frustrate some different teams, especially guard play-wise. And then, you know, we've got some athletes with kids coming back. You know, Bree's a heck of an athlete. Brenna's a heck of an athlete. We have some other younger kids with Macy and Blair. You know, and then we've got both Wheelocks, Adlin and Sadie. I think we'll add some dimension to our team. And, you know, we got some other kids. You know, Claire Wright's come, is sitting there. She played some minutes for us last year. Hopefully she continues her growth and development that put her in a position to be successful last year. So game speed wise, I think we might be a little bit faster than we were last year. We just won't have the same type of size.
Coach, it sounds like defense and quickness are going to be strengths this year. What other strengths are you looking at?
Our biggest thing is just being able to play fundamentally sound basketball. We've got to understand that, you know, we play in the Twin Lakes Conference. Every single night you come out and play, you've got to make sure that you're focused and understand game plan and understand what your role and responsibilities are. And I think that'll be the biggest key for us is, you know, we're not going to have somebody that's going to score 20, 25 points a game for us and get 10, 15 rebounds, those type of things. So our biggest focus is going to be complementary team basketball. And I think we have, like I said before, the pieces to build around that we can be pretty successful in doing that.
Coach, you mentioned the Twin Lakes Conference here. It's always really strong. How's the conference breakdown? Where do the Titans fit in that mix? And then overall, how do you like your overall schedule?
Twin Lakes Conference is always brutal. It's just one of those testaments to what the kids in this area do in terms of the off season and putting themselves in a position to continue the tradition of solid basketball play within our conference. For us, you know, we're probably looking middle of the pack right now. I've told the girls all summer long, I kind of like the pieces that we have. I really think that if we come together from a team standpoint and we focus on the things that we need to focus on to be successful night in and night out, I think we can potentially shock some people. But, you know, at the end of the day, X's and O's can be drawn up by coaches all you want. It comes down to the execution of the kids on the floor and what they want to accomplish as the season moves forward.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Looking forward to working with you again this winter. Best of luck coming up, and I'm sure we'll see you here soon.
Jeff, we appreciate you guys taking the time to cover our girls basketball.
Head coach again, Kurt Batta with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back with more. We're going to turn our focus over to the Rolling Valley Conference when we come back with more of the girls basketball preview show.